Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3411B, and today's date is July 24th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Phase 1, Obamala, Phase 2 Coming, JFK Dripped Out, The Final Countdown. You know, we are living in the most advanced era in human history. There's never been more medical breakthroughs than there are right now. So why are millions of Americans more unhealthy and overweight than ever before? According to U.S. board-certified physicians and expert nutritionist Dr. Amy Lee, one of the main reasons is three harmful foods that are being passed off as healthy foods all over the country. Wait till you hear this, because these foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, and wreck your skin. They are banned in other countries, yet shockingly, they're still legal in the U.S., and it's time someone shined a light on what they are. Dr. Amy Lee does just that while explaining how the side effects from these foods are wreaking havoc on the health of millions of Americans. The great news is it's easy to stop and reverse this damage by simply learning which foods to avoid and how to spot them. And by doing so, you can experience easier weight loss, smooth digestion, and vibrant energy. To find out these three fake health foods, go to threeharmfulfoods.com/X22. That's the number, threeharmfulfoods.com/X22, or click on the link in the description below. After years of extensive study, Dr. Amy Lee put together a revealing video totally free to the public, so you'll never get duped by these foods again. Find out all you need to know to regain control over your body at threeharmfulfoods.com/X22 or click the link in the description below. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now moving down the path the Patriots set out for them. And really think about what's happening right now. I do believe we're coming full circle. I do believe that right now, everything that Obama put into place going back when he first came into office, where he started the insurgency, where he was going to bring us to war, where he was infiltrating the country from within, where he was trying to have North Korea probably start the war, we can see that now all of this is coming back around. Think about what's happening right now. Christopher Wray, he was testifying today, and he mentioned something about Iran. Iran might have been involved with crooks. Iran might have been influencing the assassination of Trump. Well, this refers to Obama. Think about the news about North Korea today, and they mentioned Trump. We don't care what kind of relationship Trump has with Kim Jong-un. The threats aren't going to stop. Remember when Trump was first coming to office, Obama mentioned to Trump, you know something, you got to be worried about General Michael Flynn. Well, he knew where all the bodies were buried, and you have to be worried about Kim Jong-un. So what we see happening right now is we see all of this now coming back around. The entire 16-year plan agenda is being followed, and it looks like Obamala, which we are now calling her because it's Obama and Kamala, and actually Obama is really calling the shots. She's just the front person, and she'll do whatever he says. So it's really Obamala. She is doing everything that he wants her to do, which means he's really in control of the country. And what he's doing right now is he's completing his insurgency and following the 16-year plan to bring us to war. Trump, on the other hand, is completing the counterinsurgency. He needed this part to complete the counterinsurgency. Remember, he told us time and time again during his rallies and on interviews, he cannot do this with half the country. We can't have half the country be all for taking back the country. We need the majority of the country. And yes, that includes the D's. So how do you wake them up? You need to show them it all. You need to scare them into seeing it all. That's why this last part of the plan involves Obama. That's why this last part of the plan involves a scare event. That's why this last part of the plan involves Iran, North Korea, Russia, China. Because this was their plan from the very, very beginning. And the people must see it play out. And I do believe right now Obama is actually running the country. And I do believe this is why Trump and many others saying, who's running the country? I do believe it is Obama who is running the country. Kamala is just out in front. She's a showpiece. She's the shiny object. And soon, I do believe the shine is going to wear off and we're going to see a major change. I do believe they're keeping her out front, building the story up. This is phase one of Obamala because they need her to be the nominee. Once she's the nominee, well, I do believe that shine is going to dull and she's going to be in trouble. They already know this, and she will not be able to handle everything that's going on. Plus, the poll numbers are going to be in the dirt, and information will continually come out against her. If she actually debates Trump, it will be a complete and utter disaster. Just like with Biden, the difference with Biden was he could blame it on an illness. What is Kamala going to blame it on? Stupidity? What is she going to blame the failing debate on? Well, once again, once she fails, the people are going to see the truth. And the people are going to understand that she is a moron. And once they see this, this is when Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the rest, I do believe they will finish the actual switch. I do believe we're playing a shell game right now. And they just need her out in front. They need to build her up as much as possible. Why? Because they need her to be the nominee. And I do believe that is phase one of their plan. And soon we're going to see phase two, which is coming right after they make her the nominee. I don't think it's going to be an easy process because I think people are going to object to it. And if you remember what happened out in the DNC in 1968, we had riots. People were pissed off about the Vietnam War. They might use the same thing to distract to make her the nominee, or they might be backed into a corner and they might have to bring in their real player. We'll have to see how that plays out. We'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But you could see Trump is playing the chess game of his life right now. And I do believe he has them cornered. This is the final countdown. And he's just letting them play out the last couple of moves. And once they do this, it is checkmate. And yes, it's going to look scary. Yes, it's going to look dark. Yes, it's going to look like, wow, there is no hope. But again, remember, for those people that are awake, those people that are following this, this is to wake up those people that are in their deep sleep. This is really to wake up the D's, to wake up those people that haven't already started to figure out what was really going on or start thinking logically. They might not know everything, but he needs these people to start to see the truth here. He needs them to start thinking logically so they can, in the end, so they can vote to take back the country. And remember, when you're faced with something that looks like it's going to destroy this country, when you're faced with a nuclear disaster and you have your people that you believed in saying, we must go to war, you must have your children, your cousins, your brother, your uncle, your sister, your mother, you must have them fight this war because there's no way out of this. We must go into war. Do you think these people are going to go along with this? Now, if it's just talk, no one's going to believe it. So this is why I do believe we're going to have to see something actually occur, because sometimes you just got to show the people the truth here. And I do believe once people see that, hey, wait a minute, was that a nuclear weapon that just exploded out in the ocean and we actually felt the wind blast from it on the East Coast, West Coast, wherever it's going to be, and we actually saw the smoke cloud or maybe the flash of light and maybe electric went out a little bit, maybe communications was down a little bit because of the blast. You think people are going to go, holy crap, what just happened here? And who's leading us? Well, at this point, maybe the resident has been taken out by the 25th Amendment. If he's still there, are people going to have their full faith and trust in this individual? No. If you have the laughing hyena, Kamala, are they going to trust her? No, they won't. And of course, you're going to see them flub like all other times. And you're going to see Trump saying, holy moly, we don't have to go to war. I can have peace. I know all the players. If you vote for me, this doesn't have to be a nuclear war because this war will be fought on our land. And we don't need to have cities decimated. We don't have to have your brother, your sister, your mother, your cousin go to war. All you got to do is vote for me and we can have peace. Now, again, the people, they're going to hit that precipice. They're going to have this major, major decision. And they're going to have to find that will to say, you know what? I don't like him, but I'd rather have peace. I mean, I don't care what people have been saying about him. I just rather have peace. I don't want war. And they're going to hope that Kamala, whoever else is there, They're going to hope that they're going to usher in peace. But when they see they're not, when they see they're doing the opposite, because again, this is part of their plan. They don't want peace. They might use word salad and spin it all up and everything to make you think that, you know, they're doing the right thing. But in the end, the people are going to realize, hey, they're not moving towards peace. They want us to go to war. I think people are going to be so afraid, so scared, that they're going to have to find that place deep down inside and make that decision, even though they don't want to make it. They're going to have to find that decision, and they're going to find out later on that they made the right decision. And I do believe that's where all of this is headed. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Kathy Hochul, because it seems like this is becoming very, very similar to the pattern of going after mayors, governors, aides, and having raids happen on the D party. Think about what just happened out in California and Oakland. The mayor there, her place was raided. Now, all of a sudden, we have a former aide to Governor Kathy Hochul, and her home was raided in Long Island. It's a $3.5 million home. Now, there's no information of why they raided the home, but it looks like the order came from the Brooklyn U.S. Attorney Office. So this is very, very interesting, and we'll have to see why this is, and does this lead back to the governor? That will be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we see that the deep state players, they're trying to build up Kamala. And we're going to talk a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, this actually has to do with the border, because, again, the border is wide open. We know the border czar, which was Kamala, and we know that Biden, they actually opened up the border. Kamala actually never really visited the border. Yes, she visited the northern border of Texas, but actually the border where they were coming over the border, which bordered the country of Mexico. So once again, she never visited there, and she was the border czar. Now, what's very interesting, because they're trying to make her the nominee, we see Axios is trying to rewrite what really happened. Melissa Hallman put this out and said, Axios Today, the Trump campaign and Republicans have tagged Harris repeatedly with the border czar title, which she never actually had. Axios in 2021, the number of unaccompanied minors crossing the border has reached crisis levels. Harris appointed by Biden as the border czar. Now, people on X, people on Truth, they were hitting Axios very, very hard, saying, look, this is coming from your own publication. She was the border czar. Here's the announcement from Biden. And then Axios finally folded and wrote editor's note. This article has been updated and clarified to note that Axios was among the news outlets that incorrectly labeled Harris a border czar back in 2021. So she was the border czar, and they're trying to rewrite it, hoping that no one would notice. But again, listen up, people. If you're not stockpiling medications after what we've been through, you're setting yourself up for disaster. The warning signs are everything with this bird flu in the headlines. The FDA commissioner just went on record saying the real worry is that it will jump to the human lungs, where, when that has happened in other parts of the world, the mortality rate has been 25%. We got to have testing, got to have antivirals, and we need to have a vaccine ready to go. Could they be more transparent about what's going to happen? Dr. Eric Ding, COVID expert, says, I would start stockpiling flu medicines like Tamiflu for your family starting now. If bird flu is ever human-to-human transmissible, you will regret it when near a certain shortage hits. Our personal responsibility to be prepared. And fortunately, you can get medications like Tamiflu easily without having to book an office appointment with your old physician. The wellness company developed a contagion emergency kit, a prescription-only stockpile of life-saving medications, including Tamiflu, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and Z-Pak, medications that every American should have in the medicine cabinet. Do you have what your family needs this time around? Because most doctors still won't even consider prescribing ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, but I've got you covered. Easily order online the one-of-a-kind prescription contagion emergency kit from the Wellness Company. Each prep kit provides you with a carefully selected assortment of effective medications for bird flu, COVID-19, and other respiratory illnesses. These include ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, Tamiflu, along with a nebulizer. Rest easy knowing that you have emergency meds on hand, along with a guidebook for safe use. Backed by research from experts like Dr. Peter McCullough, every American should have at least one of these kits in their home. Avoid the chaos, wait time, and price of a hospital and have exactly what you need as low as the cost of a single doctor's visit. At the end of the day, you have these life-saving medications on hand and you won't have to worry about whatever is next. Go to twc.health/x22 and grab your contagion emergency kit right now. That's twc.health/x22. Code X22 saves you 10% at checkout. Kits are only available in the U.S. Or just click the link in the description. It looks like the people now are actually the news, and the fake news is taking the order from we the people. And this is why the digital soldiers must continually push forward and hold the fake news accountable for everything that they do. Yes, they're going to try to fact check, but then we fact check them with actual facts and the truth. And you know what? They fold every single time. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and Liz Crokin pointed this out. She said, President Trump encouraged people to buy Catherine Oxenberg's book, Captive Today, on Truth Social. Oxenberg's book detailed her crusade to save her daughter from the NXIVM sex trafficking cult. Claire Bronfman, who comes from a prominent Jewish family and an heiress to the Seagram fortune, reportedly spent $150 million to fund NXIVM, which was founded by Keith Rainier and Nancy Salzman. Bronfman's money reportedly was used to buy an executive jet and an island in Fiji for NXIVM to use. Her billionaire father, Edgar Bronfman, was the longtime chairman of the World Jewish Congress for over two decades. Salzman, a Jewish therapist and hypnotist, developed a so-called self-help method executive success program in 1997 before teaming up with Rainier. Nancy alleged supplied ESP training to Edgar. Bronfman reportedly conspired with Rainier to secretly implant a key logger virus on her father's computer, enabling them to access his emails. The alleging hacking of Edgar's computer was carried out so they could spy on him and monitor his emails that included exchanges with the world leaders and then U.S. Senator Hillary Clinton. NXIVM illegally raised money for Hillary's 2008 presidential campaign at Bronfman's direction. NXIVM members and their families donated $29,000 in total to Hillary's campaign in 2008. It's interesting that Trump is drawing attention to Oxenberg's book now since it came out in 2018. And what's very interesting about this is he calling attention to the entire sex trafficking, human trafficking, sex cults now. Is this how he's bringing this into play? Now, a lot of people already started to realize this. Many people are seeing that, yes, there is child trafficking on the border, human trafficking on the border. People now are seeing the pedophilia that is going on in this country. They're realizing the trans movement is all part of that grooming of children. I do believe this is all now building. And soon, what are we going to see? We're going to see the information come out from Epstein. And I do believe we're going to see a lot of top politicians who are installed, who are corrupt. We're going to see a lot of individuals from Hollywood, a lot of people from different corporations that are involved in this in sports. I do believe this is going to come full circle and people are going to start to see who was actually involved with this. And remember, sometimes you just got to bring out the information, let people digest it, and then hit them with everything in the end. You start out slow, then you pick up the pace, and in the end, the people, they can accept all of it, and they have no problem seeing it because they are awake. Now, very interestingly, we have Netanyahu. He flew here to the United States to meet with Biden and Harris. And Harris, she decided not to meet Netanyahu. Netanyahu is giving a speech in front of Congress. There are protesters outside, and they are very, very violent right now. And you can see that Harris, since she did this, this is going to be a major, major problem. And Biden didn't show up either. So this is going to be a major problem because, once again, she's the head of the Senate. She didn't show up. Number two, the people now are going to see that Harris is not on the side of Israel, and the Jewish people are going to start to realize, holy crap, she's on the side of the squad. And I think now the Jewish people, they are not going to be voting Democrat as things start to fall apart. And they're going to see very, very clearly, this is, we need to be on the side of Trump. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, it looks like Mahmoud Abbas, which is the president of the state of Palestine, wrote a letter to Trump. And what's very interesting, he did this while Bibi is going to visit him on Friday. So Trump down below and wrote, "Mahmoud, so nice. Thank you. Everything will be good. Best wishes." On top of Truth, he wrote, "Looking forward to seeing Bibi Netanyahu on Friday and even more forward to achieving peace in the Middle East." Now, I do believe this is what this is all about. Trump, he knows all the players. He knows that eventually what's going to happen is he's going to usher in peace. If you notice, he's been meeting with all these different foreign leaders. He also had Viktor Orban reach out to Putin, reach out to Xi, reach out to Zelensky. And they're now accepting what Trump has to offer, even though he hasn't offered anything yet. And we have Netanyahu, who flew into the United States to give a speech and supposed to meet Harris and Biden. He's actually going to now meet Trump. So I do believe in the end, Trump is going to usher in peace. He's setting all the pieces in place because we know what's coming. We know World War III is coming. And World War III is not just two countries. It's multiple countries. It's the world. So yes, is he going to have to deal with Putin? Is he going to have to deal with Netanyahu? Is he going to have to deal with the Palestine president? Is he going to have to deal with Xi? Is he going to have to deal with many other individuals? Absolutely. So I do believe he's putting everything into place right now to handle this. While we have on the other side, Obama, where they're going to push war like we've never seen before. And we could see with Christopher Frey testifying today about Iran and how Iran was influencing crooks and Iran might have been behind the assassination attempt. We could see that this is all revolving around Obama right now. Because think about what North Korea just came out with. The flagship state propaganda outlet of North Korea published a commentary responding to Trump, recalling his functional relationship with Kim Jong-un. And they said, personal feelings between Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump will not stop our threats. Think about what Obama said to Trump. These are the two people you can't trust. This is back in 2016. You can't trust Kim Jong-un. Don't visit him. Don't talk to him. And you can't trust General Flynn. Yeah, because we're going to go after him because we know he knows where the bodies are buried and we need to basically get rid of him. Trump did the opposite. He stood up for General Flynn and he made peace with Kim Jong-un. Now it looks like Obama is now pushing North Korea, pushing Iran, because they're going back to their original plan. That is the 16-year plan. I do believe we're all coming full circle right now. And since Netanyahu has been giving his speech, we have the Hamas protesters out there, which is really Antifa. They just changed their costumes and they are becoming very violent in the streets and the police are trying to keep them back. And think about it. They're doing this right now. This is going to expand over time because think about it. When everything starts to fall apart, we start to head to World War III and people start to take sides, you're going to see these people out on the streets. And I do believe this is going to morph as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, because once again, you're going to see these people change their outfits once again, and you're going to see them be on the side of whoever's running. I do believe it's probably going to be Michelle Obama and Hillary Clinton, but we'll have to see how this all plays out, which is going to lead to Renegade and Evergreen. And I do believe that they're going to be protesting out there because they're pissed off that they didn't win the election. And the D's, most likely they won't be certifying the election. They're going to try to hold off, which won't work. And they're going to say that the Trump supporters are angry because of this. And they'll probably add on that, hey, they're also angry because Trump, there was an attempted assassination on him. So they're going to try to build this up any way they possibly can. But first, they need to actually start to implement their first phase of their plan. And that's exactly what they're doing right now. So what they're trying to show everyone is that Kamala right now, who's not the nominee, they need to prop her up. They need to make her look really, really shiny. They need everyone behind her. Hollywood's going to be behind her, which we can see that's already happening right now. All those people that were behind Biden, they're all for Kamala right now. They're pushing it really, really hard. Why? Because they need her to be the nominee. Wall Street Silver put this out and is pointing to CNBC, and it says, recap, Harris neck and neck with Trump in polls as Wisconsin rally draws 3,000 supporters. Wall Street Silver responded and said, these polls are oversampling Democrat voters to make it appear as if Kamala is competitive, and she is not. Trump, he actually put up the polls and says Trump holds 11-point lead over Kamala, 49-38. I do believe the internal polls are a lot worse for Kamala. But again, we're going to be using these polls right now because this is what people are looking at. But let's look at the 17 different facts of Kamala Harris and her far left record. She co-sponsored legislation to protect illegal immigrants from deportation. Back Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All legislation. Back banning private health insurance. Supported giving taxpayer-funded coverage to illegal immigrants. Supported banning fracking. Back defunding the police. Compared ICE to the KKK. Wanted to ban plastic straws. Defended banning offshore drilling. Wanted to undo the Trump administration border security, taking 94 executive actions in their first 100 days to rescind nearly every Trump-era measure. Supported decriminalizing illegal border crossings. Said she wouldn't treat illegal aliens as criminals. Called for starting ICE from scratch. Argued that temporary closing the border violated federal law. Raised money for the Minnesota Freedom Fund, a far-left organization that pays to bail out of jail violent criminals, including accused murderers and rapists. And she's bailed out many individuals, and they have committed crimes afterwards. Supported Los Angeles cuts to their police department. Called efforts to add more police to the streets wrong-headed thinking. So once again, I think people are starting to see her record. And Trump, he put out this new ad against Kamala Harris, and you can actually just hear her say it. Take a listen.
Joe Biden was radical. Just wait until you get to know Kamala Harris. She's dangerously liberal.
I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her.
You know, for far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
You're confident this border's secure?
We have a secure border.
We're not going to treat people who are undocumented across the border as criminals. That's correct.
People who are convicted in prison, like the Boston Marathon bomber, on death row, they should be able to vote.
I think we should have that conversation.
Abolish ICE.
Yeah.
Is that a position that you agree with?
Listen, I think there's no question that we've got to critically re-examine ICE, and we need to probably think about starting from scratch.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's new darling of the party. She had 60 Minutes this weekend proudly calling herself a radical, and she's promoting policies like saying that every single carbon emission in the country, every car, should be eliminated within the next 11 years, everything from a 70 to 80% tax rate. Do you agree that she could possibly, in this ideology of the socialist left, could splinter your party?
No, you know, I think that's fantastic.
So basically everything that Biden was doing, it's basically Obama's plan. And Kamala was actually backing all of this, and she's going to do exactly what Obama wants. Remember, from the very, very beginning, this is who Obama actually wanted in the driver's seat. He never wanted Biden. Biden's too tough to deal with. He's stubborn. He wanted a DEI person that just would do whatever he said. Remember, he said, I would like to be in the basement. I like to talk to the idiot, the puppet up top, and I would like to tell them exactly what to do. Well, now he put her in place. This is what he really wanted from the very, very beginning. He didn't want Biden continually pushing back or trying to push his own agenda. And I do believe now he has Kamala where he wants her, and he's going to use her until everything falls apart around her, which I do believe that's going to happen right after she's the nominee. But Elon Musk, he put this out and said, about 3 weeks ago, the media told you that Biden was sharp as a tack. 2 days ago, the poor guy was basically forced at gunpoint to resign as Dem nominee. His staff weren't even informed. Now they say Kamala is the best thing ever. And I do believe what they did here was they actually told Biden he had COVID. They sequestered him. They put him in a room with no windows, no TV, no radio, no computer, no phone, and they went to work. And that's basically what they did. They had a coup. Tom Bevin put this out and said, for the record, all these people held a fundraiser for Joe Biden on June 15th, declared video from the event a cheap fake, and only after his disastrous debate did they reveal to the American public that they knew all along he was significantly diminished. And we're looking at Clooney, we're looking at Barbara Streisand, we're looking at all these individuals like Jack Black and Reed Hastings. So once again, you can see who the people are, where they're completely and utterly controlled by the deep state players. and they just do exactly what they're told to do. I mean, I think it's becoming very, very clear. I don't even think it's an argument anymore because, again, these are all puppets because they're afraid that all the crimes that they committed, if they went down to Epstein Island, anything else that they've done, they're afraid that this will be brought out into the public light. This is what they're most afraid of, and blackmail works magic on these people. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is Andy Ogles, he decided to file the article of impeachment against Kamala Harris. Now, once again, the D's aren't going to go for this. It's never going to pass the Senate, and we've seen this done before. But again, it's nice to do, but don't expect anything to happen because, again, the Patriots aren't in control. The criminal syndicate are still in control of the Senate, and once again, they're never going to allow this to move forward. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that everything that they're doing with Kamala is going to backfire. The polls aren't in favor of her. The polls are in the dirt, and it's just going to get worse and worse for her. So what you're going to see is you're going to see them try to prop her up the best way they possibly can. And it's going to be like on cue. Hollywood, it's your turn. Hey, sports organizations, it's your turn. TV hosts, it's your turn. Corrupt politicians, it's your turn. Keep boosting her, boosting her. Even though the poll numbers are falling, keep boosting her. But you could see there are certain organizations that aren't backing her. Remember, Kamala ain't black, as Biden would say. Her parents are from, one is from India and one is Bohemian. So once again, they're trying to push her on the people. Remember, the people didn't vote for her. And what's very interesting is that BLM actually came out. And this is what they wrote on X. Sunday, Joe Biden drops out. Kamala Harris announces campaign with Biden endorsement. Kamala Harris says she's going to work hard to earn the nomination. Kamala Harris makes calls to party delegates. Monday, Kamala Harris continues making calls to party delegates. Kamala Harris makes two public speeches. AP announces Kamala Harris has secured enough delegates to be the Democratic nominee Monday night. Kamala Harris releases the statement noting she has worked hard to go out and earn the nomination as promised. A 24-hour process of talking to party bosses is not democratic, nor is it a process Democrats should be proud of. We do not live in a dictatorship. Delegates are not oligarchs. Installing Kamala Harris as the Democratic nominee and an unknown vice president without any public voting process would make the modern Democratic Party a party of hypocrites. We call on the DNC to create a process that allows the public participation in the nomination process, not just a nomination by party delegates. Now, once again, do you think the deep state wants to do this? Absolutely not. This is why they accelerated the process, because they don't want the people to have a say. They want to tell the people this is who you're going to accept. And the reason why I do believe the D party most likely will accept this is because on one side you have Trump, and all they're thinking about is how can we get rid of Trump? I don't care if we have to cheat. I don't care if we have to cheat in the election. I don't care if we have to bend the rules or not even follow the rules. We just want to get rid of Trump. But it looks like Black America is not supporting Kamala Harris. That's because she ain't black. Trump, he put this out on Truth, and it says 2016, California's Kamala Harris becomes first Indian American U.S. Senator. Fast forward to 2020. Biden picks Kamala Harris as running mate, first black woman. That's very interesting. But we could see the poll numbers are not there for her. Remember, these poll numbers that they're putting out there on CNN, MSNBC, and all the others, they're not real. They make them up. They skew them. Remember, the parties, they have their real internal polls. Trump has his, and yes, the Democrats have theirs. They know that Kamala, she is worse than Biden. It's absolutely a complete and utter disaster. But when you look at the polls, they can't even make them look halfway decent. Election Wizard put this out and said, Harris is doing much worse against Trump with younger voters than Biden did in 2020. And we can see that the DNC, they are ready to hand her the nomination. The Democratic Party will reportedly change the rules and coordinate Kamala Harris as its nominee in the first week of August, weeks before the Democratic National Convention. Remember, that's the virtual roll call. The shortened timeline underscores the Democrats' disregard for the democratic process of selecting a candidate for president. By simply choosing Harris for the nomination, Democrats will nullify about 14 million votes cast during the Democrat primaries for Joe Biden. So they don't care about the people. This is completely against democracy, as they would say, even though we're a republic. And is this the best for the country? No. But think about the D's. Are they pissed off? Are they angry? Or are they just going to go along with this just to get rid of Trump? Think about it for a second. And once again, we have Biden, who's going to be doing a press conference endorsing Kamala. And Trump is out there and his campaign is out there saying, we want equal time from the major networks. If you're going to carry Biden's Kamala boosting primetime address, because this now is definitely political. This has nothing to, this is not an announcement that has to do with the country. This is an endorsement of Kamala. And we have David Warrington, the counsel for Trump's 2024 presidential campaign, and he sent a letter to the heads of ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox demanding that if they air Biden's primetime address, Trump be given an equal time to make his own case to the public. Trump is now formally the Republican nominee for the president, having accepted the nomination last week at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Biden dropped out of the presidential race on Sunday and instead endorsed Harris to succeed him as the Democratic nominee for president. That means Biden's primetime address on Wednesday would be a purely political speech in favor of the Harris campaign. And he's absolutely right. And federal law provides that if one candidate gets airtime from a broadcast network for a campaign speech, the other side must get equal time. But again, does the deep state, do they follow rules? Absolutely not. And we could see the FEC chairman is saying, listen, you're breaking the rules. You can't take the money from the Biden-Harris campaign because this was slated for Biden. It's not slated for the Harris campaign. And right now, the FEC chairman is pushing back, and we have the Democrats pushing back against him and threatening him, actually. But Trump, he has filed an FEC complaint over Biden transferring campaign war chest to Kamala Harris. And this looks like this is the biggest violation in history of the Federal Elections Campaign Act of 1971. Because once again, this is not the Harris campaign. This is not why these people donated. They donated to Biden. Remember, Kamala was not elected by the people. The people, they had their primaries and they voted for Biden. They didn't vote for Harris to be president. Think about this for a second of what they're doing here. But Trump, he's going to commit to debate Harris and would be willing to do more than one. Now, if this actually happens, I believe it will destroy Kamala Harris. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if Kamala is removed maybe before this, or if they have one debate, that is when she is removed. So the question really is, who's in charge right now? I do believe it's Obama and those people working for Obama. Because when you really look at this, who did they put in place to vet her VP? Eric Holder. Eric Holder is going to be in charge of this. So he's taken up the organization of the White House. And remember, Holder is an Obama henchman cut from the same Chicago cloth. There was the small matter of Holder's gun running south of the border, one of many serious and unlitigated but criminal scandals during Obama's no scandal reign. And Eric is helping Kamala out. And that should tell everyone everything they need to know. Why do you think Susan Rice and all these other individuals, Victoria Nuland, why do you think they left the Biden administration? Because they were all prepared and ready to set up behind Kamala, which is really Obama or Obamala. So you can see Obama and team, they are back in the seat of running the country. I do believe this is why Trump and the Patriots are continually out there saying, who's running the country? I think we all know who it is. But the people are very confused over this, and the people are not really agreeing with what's going on right now. MSNBC was speaking to Wisconsin swing voters, and voters are concerned that Kamala covered up Biden's mental decline. If she's willing to hide that type of information once she's in office, now what she's willing to hide for herself. So she's been hiding this the entire time. The fake news has been hiding this the entire time. All the people that were out there campaigning for Biden, they were hiding this from the people. This is a criminal act, actually, if you really look at it, because this is a national security threat. And there should be a major investigation into all of this, because if they've known this since the very, very beginning, all these people, they are criminals. They violated the people's trust. Oh, wait, they don't care about that. But they are criminals. Now, I don't believe that Kamala is going to be the last candidate. And Clandestine put this out and said, there's a very real possibility that the Dems do not select Kamala as the nominee. There's a timeline where the Dems, mainstream media, spend the next month trying to prop up Kamala, only to end up going with a different candidate. And their base would have to change allegiances again. Now, that is a strong possibility. And really think about this. They're having it in Chicago. The last time they had it in there was 1968. They had the DNC in Chicago. There were riots there. So once again, we might see the same thing because the people might not agree and they might swap her out during the DNC, or they might make her the nominee and then swap her out. But let's just look at this and step back for a sec. There was a no-win situation with Biden. He didn't have the poll numbers. He was never going to be able to pull this off. And we know that to cheat, what do you have to do? You need someone that has at least decent poll numbers so you can make the rest up with ballots. So Obama forced Biden into a debate to show the world that he cannot function. And the people saw this, and this started the entire process. This was done on purpose. The D base realized that Biden had cognitive issues. The fake news was given permission to show and talk about Biden's cognitive decline. The people started to hear the reality. They no longer spun the story, and the people started to learn the truth. Basically, Obama woke up his brainwashed D party. They allowed them to see this. Obama and Hillary Clinton needed to wake up their base, so this is what they did. The fake news, especially CNN, MSNBC, etc., continually said Trump would win in a landslide. This got the D base very nervous. This was brainwashing. Hey, Biden, Trump's going to win a landslide. Hey, D party, Trump's going to win in a landslide. Hey, delegates, Trump is going to win in a landslide. We need to change things up. This was done on purpose. Believe me, the fake news, they're not giving you the poll numbers like this unless they're instructed to do so. And this was done on purpose. So the D party, they were lost. Oh my God, Biden, he has cognitive problems. He can't be the guy. Trump's going to win in a landslide. Is anyone out there? I mean, we'll just accept anyone right now just to beat Trump. We can't have Trump win. So the D base, the Democratic base, was depressed, nervous, and they just wanted a candidate. So they handed them one. Bring in Kamala Harris. And the people, they just said, okay, this is the person because we need to beat Trump. Even though we voted for Biden, even though we went through the primaries, it makes no difference. We will accept her and we will be behind her. Now, not everyone is behind her. That's why you have Hollywood. That's why you have the corrupt politicians. This is why you have the fake news. This is why they're trying to sell her to the public. So she will become the nominee. This is what they're doing. So they told the world that Biden had COVID. And this is how they did the switch. The people said, holy crap, he has COVID. Yes, we have to sequester him. We have to put him in a room that has no windows, no TV, no phone, no nothing. He will be in there for quite a while. You won't be able to see him. They removed him from everywhere. And they took control of his accounts. They took control of everything. They forged his signature. They put out the information on X. And everyone believed that Biden was for Kamala Harris. Now, again, they did all this while Biden was trapped in a room. And when Biden emerged from the room, he was actually shocked about all of this. And since this time, what have they been doing? They've been propping Kamala up. She is the shiny object. She is incredible. She is unbelievable. She's beating Trump in the polls. Of course, this is all fake. And this is so she can become the nominee. Remember, they're going to have a virtual roll call on August 1st. This doesn't mean that she is the nominee, but she'll have the votes where she can become the nominee when they have the DNC. And now she might pick the VP right now. Eric Holder is helping her. And we'll have to see who they actually bring in. This will be very, very interesting. Or they might wait for her to pick the VP and they might wait for the DNC. Now, again, there might be problems at the DNC. Everyone might not agree with this. Some people might say, hey, we're not following the rules. Nobody voted for this person. We went through the primaries and it was Biden. Now you're just swapping her out and the people have no say in this. People might be angry. So, but again, we'll have to see how this all plays out. But what I do believe is they will push her most likely into being the nominee. And once she's the nominee, I do believe this is when things start to fall apart and the shine starts to wear off. The real poll numbers, people start to realize that she can't pull this off. And I do believe they're going to be making another switch. Now, if the people accept this switch, they'll have no problem accepting the next switch, which I do believe this is phase two of their plan. So I do believe most likely they will be swapping around. If you remember going back a little bit in time, Roger Stone had him on twice. He was talking about how they can swap one black woman for another black woman. And I do believe most likely they might attempt to do this because, again, he said that they were going to make her the nominee, which they're about to do. And then what they'll do on the next phase of the plan is they will remove Kamala and bring in maybe Michelle Obama. We'll have to see how this all plays out, but it seems that everything is pointing in that direction. And the people, they're starting to realize that Joe Biden, well, he really can't function and most likely he can't be the resident of this country. And I do believe you're going to see a lot of people push for the 25th Amendment to remove him, especially this will give Obama a lot more control. I think that's what he wants in the end. He wants control over everything with the residents still there. Yes, he has some control, but not full control. Because why? Because he can't control him. He can't control the family. So I do believe if they remove him with the 25th Amendment and make Kamala the acting president, this gives him full control over everything, the executive orders, everything, because she will do exactly what he wants her to do. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, Heartland Rasmussen poll. Large majority of voters, 61%, believe Biden's mental decline is a national security threat. And it really is. And I think Scavino's letting us know that right now, Biden is not running the country. How do we know this? Well, on X, Biden, which is not him, they put this out and said, it's great to be back at the White House. Now, normally, you have Marine One fly him in. Dan Scavino points this out and says, will the mainstream media ask why he didn't take Marine One from Joint Base Andrews to the White House today, as is custom, unless there's poor weather? It's a beautiful sunny day. Why didn't they take Marine One? Because he's not in charge. And they're not allowing him access to any of this. And this reminds me of Post 1507. Down below in this, but by the way, it's June 15, 2018. Down below, it says Marine One proofs forthcoming. Are we going to see a lot more of this where he's not taking Marine One anywhere, which means he's not really running the country? And eventually, they're just going to remove him altogether? It's starting to seem that way. So we'll have to watch how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is how the attempted assassination of Trump is completely and utterly falling apart. I do believe that they had this op and it completely went sideways and they were not prepared for a cover up. They thought, oh, there'd be chaos and people would be rioting out in the streets. They never thought Trump would survive. And now they have to explain everything that happened. And they're coming up with stories. And later on, the actual truth is coming out, which is countering the lies that they told. So it's becoming much, much harder for them to cover this up. And the cover-up always gets you. And what we've come to find out is that Jill Biden had four times as many local Secret Service agents on the same day that Trump was shot, which means they took a lot of the agents away. So basically, they did everything they possibly could to make sure Trump was assassinated. That was their operational mission, if you really think about it. But you could see that Chuck Grassley and many others, they are digging deep and they're finding out information. And Chuck Grassley, he obtained a July 13 body cam footage, which provides more info than the Secret Service will share with America. And it shows the body on top of the roof. It shows that, I think they said someone else was detained in the office or in the structure next to where the body is. And this is very, very interesting. Now, remember, going back in time, they told us that the local law enforcement, they weren't wearing body cams. Now we come to find out that they were. And the other thing that he found out, and this is coming from Drew Hernandez, Senator Chuck Grassley has uncovered documents that indicate a drone operator was listed on the Secret Service personnel team for Butler-Trump rally. I believe the United States Secret Service indicated there was no drone surveillance deployed that day, but they indeed had the operator assigned to do so. So that is very odd. Did they assist crooks in doing this? Because the FBI director actually confirms this. Jamie Dupree put this out and said, Ray on Trump attack. Shooter flew a drone around 4 p.m. for 11 minutes. Drone was about 200 yards from stage. Three explosive devices found, relatively crude. Remote detonators not turned on. No accomplices at the time. Eight bullet cartridges found on the roof. Even though Cheadle didn't want to tell us how many shells were found, which is very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Eli Crane notes a report that the assassin, Thomas Crook's house, was scrubbed prior to the investigation, that everything was cleaned up. Even the silverware was removed. Now, that is very interesting because Ultra Puppy Lives of Matter put this out and said, look at this. The New York Times reported that Crooks lived in a compulsive hoarder's house, yet when they visited his home, it was in pristine condition without silverware. None of this is adding up. Did the feds wipe Thomas Crook's house clean of all fingerprints, utensils, and traces of suspects before anyone else had a chance to look at the scene? Absolutely. It's a mop-up operation. They got to make sure that they wipe his phone clean. They got to make sure that they remove all social media accounts. They need to cover every single thing that they where they helped him do all of this. And you could see that the cover-up is going to really get them in the end. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the FBI Director Ray said that on July 6th, the shooter did a Google search for how far away Oswald was from Kennedy. So now he's bringing in the assassination of JFK, which is very interesting, which is being dripped out, which might tell you that this is then going to lead into the declassification of the records of JFK, which is then going to refer back to what happened with Trump, maybe to Reagan and everyone else. And I think people are going to learn that this was all an inside job. No, it wasn't Iran. No, it wasn't foreign actors. No, it wasn't Oswald. No, it wasn't Crooks. It was the intelligence community that was carrying all this out. And I do believe this is the beginning. I do believe this is the connection that is being made right now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and this is coming from sources that are not named, Trump is not going to hold any more outdoor rallies, and the Secret Service is telling him not to do this. Now, really think about this. This didn't come from Trump camp. This came from sources. Is this election interference? I do believe so. Mike Benz put this out and said, insanity. Biden-Harris's DHS is telling Biden-Harris's political opponent to vastly reduce the number of voters he can reach on the campaign trail. This is completely unprecedented in U.S. history. The government in power is effectively blocking its adversary from campaigning in person. Absolutely. But let's take this a step further. So the Secret Service, they're informing everyone here in this country that they're interfering in the election right now. They're also letting us know that they cannot protect people anymore. They don't have confidence in their ability. I mean, really think, isn't that what they're saying? We have no confidence that we can protect you. We have no confidence that we can do our job. We have no confidence that we can do anything anymore. So what's the purpose of the United States Secret Service? The United States Secret Service is so Trump can go out and actually do speeches. You're supposed to check the entire ground. You're supposed to make everything secure. But they're now telling us that they are a mess. They are corrupt. They cannot do this. And by doing this, they're actually interfering in the election. I think they're doing it on purpose, of course, because this is they don't want Trump having rallies outside because they're gigantic and they don't want people seeing it anymore. Because what do you think is going to happen with Kamala? She's going to go from place to place and the crowds are going to dwindle. There's going to be no one showing up and you're going to see 80, 90, 100,000 people at the Trump rally. Now, Trump is doing a rally out in North Carolina. He's doing this in the Coliseum. I think it holds almost 10,000 people. It's also air conditioned. So I do believe he's doing it out there, and he is going back on the campaign trail. Now, we haven't heard from the Trump camp saying, oh, this is true or not, which I don't believe it is true, but well, let's see how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we're hearing more and more stories about hackers, cyber attackers, and outages. Now, we've seen the outage with CrowdStrike. We've seen the cyber attack on the auto industry. We've seen the cyber attack on hospitals. Now, we're seeing hackers, they leak stolen documents from a massive IT company that services the Pentagon. And this IT company, Leidos Holdings, recently learned about the breach and believe the documents were stolen from the Diligent Corporation. The Virginia-based company, which counts the U.S. Department of Defense as its primary customer, used the Diligent system to host information gathered in internal investigations. So right now we have hackers and cyber attackers accessing or destroying or bringing down systems, and this is now picking up as we approach the presidential election. Remember, just a couple of days ago, we had CrowdStrike, which actually created outages in the airline industry, hospitals, banking, and the election systems. Remember Maricopa County? They put out, due to the global tech outage, Maricopa County elections is also experiencing an outage at some voting locations. Well, if an outage can affect these systems that aren't supposed to be connected to the internet, I think we have a problem here. Now, they are connected to the internet while they're testing, patching, and everything else. So once again, if there is a cyber attack, and let's say they report there's malware that has been introduced into the infrastructure of maybe the water supply system or the infrastructure of the electrical system or the infrastructure of the election system, is this going to cause a problem later on? I do believe so. So I think in the end, as the deep state maneuvers and goes through phase one and phase two and actually brings in the actual players they want to try to cheat in the election, I do believe they're going to need someone halfway decent. I don't think Kamala is going to fit the bill. I think they're going to bring in most likely Michelle Obama and Hillary. I can't think of a way how they're going to squeeze in Barack Obama, but with Michelle Obama in place, that actually brings in Renegade. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. I mean, there could be many other scenarios. I mean, this is the scenario that we're looking at right now, because if we're coming full circle and we're starting to see things with Iran, we're starting to see things with North Korea, I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they want Hillary and Obama front and center to expose their crimes and to go up against them once again. And I do believe that these individuals, they're going to be putting these people into place, whoever they pick. They're going to need someone that's halfway decent, someone that's popular right now, because they don't have enough time to do a campaign. Because again, if they pick the nominee at the end of August, around that time period, they only have September, October. This is a very short period of time. So if they bring a no-name in like Wes Moore or any of these other people, they're going to have a very difficult time. Now, they might bring them in just to swap them out later, but I do believe they're going to have to bring in some well-known names and someone without baggage maybe. So we're going to have to see how this all plays out. But again, they're going to need someone popular enough just to get the votes so they can then produce the ballots, the cheat. If they don't have this, they just can't create all the ballots. It won't make sense. And I do believe in the end, they're going to realize that it doesn't work. They won't be able to cheat like they did in 2020, which means I think they're going to end up defaulting to delaying the election. I don't mean the election is going to be canceled. They're going to try to delay it as long as possible to stay in power to build up the war. But I do believe that this is going to be countered. And most likely with this event, we might see the SAVE Act be passed. Because again, if the country's attacked and they're trying to delay the election and we're heading towards war, they can make the case that we need to make sure that elections are voting, because we are going to war with China. We're going to war with Russia. We're going to war with all these other countries. And all these people in here, we don't know what side they're on. We can't take the chance of them voting. And I do believe that's where all this is headed. I do believe it's headed where we're going to use paper ballots and voter ID, and the elections will be guarded. And at this point, they will lose control over the elections, which means Trump, yes, he will win by a landslide. And this is when they're really going to ramp everything up, because again, they're going to try to delay it by saying he cheated or did something like that, and they're not going to certify the election. And this is where they're going to try to push the chaos on the streets while war is being pushed. So most likely they'll have Antifa and the illegals. On the other side, they'll have the neo-Nazi groups that they created, the Patriot Front group that they created. You'll see other people dressed up in MAGA wear, and they'll try to start some type of civil war. But again, I don't believe this is going to work. I do believe this is playing right into the trap that Trump, the Patriots have set, because you want these people front and center. You want them in one location. And if you have the people in New York, if you have the people in Chicago, Detroit, LA, well, you just brought all the illegals, Antifa, to exactly where you want them to be. And if the country, or when the country is attacked, that activates the military, the National Guard, and does this make it a lot easier for them to round them up? Absolutely. And I do believe that is exactly what we're going to see. But I do believe as we get closer to the presidential election, it will get dark. It will get scary. And Trump, he'll be out there saying, listen, I can stop all this. I can stop the chaos. I can stop the war. I can stop all of it. All you got to do is elect me. And I do believe the people, they're going to reach that precipice and they will find the will to change. And Trump will be elected. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.